rocking and a rolling our way out of the first hour of Headwaters today. That is Swamp Pop Legends from Louisiana, Cookie and the Cupcakes on Twisted. I wanted to throw that one on there because before that, those were all songs more related by the names of the artists than anything else. We had Martha and the Muffins with their hit more so in Canada than it was in the United States, Echo Beach. Heard from Andrew DeZingle saying he dug that song. Hadn't heard from him before. I think I caught it on the World Cafe or somewhere. I can't remember. I had the same reaction the first time I heard that one a couple of years ago. Do you know about Martha and the Muffins? It seems like it would have been a huge new wave era hit, sort of post-punky, but I think it was largely bigger in their home country of Canada. And I wanted to play Martha and the Muffins because before that I played Martha and the Vandellas. Can't dance to the music you are playing. They were the correct answer, or the Vandellas specifically, to our slice of green cheese. So a little artist and the blanks set of music for you there, inspired by a while back, Kari Hedlund did a great show, 2 hours of bands. Got to be a list of all the ones she collected somewhere, different blank and the blanks. You can listen on Mondays on KEXE, where we do the request line. We give you a little bit of a themed show and coming at 10:30. So be ready for that next week. We'd love to hear from you. 218-326-1234 is the way to chime in with the songs that you're hearing or about them. If you do have Riverfest memories, that is our question of the week, or any other shows that KEXE made you hip to, let you know about, send in those memories as well. We'd love to hear from you. We're going to hear from last year's headliner in just a moment. You are listening to 91.7 KAXC Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXC Bagley Bemidji, at 89.9 in Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are people-powered radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. Also, I forgot to mention that the slice of green cheese is every weekday at 9:45, but tune in for green cheese trivia 2 hours every Saturday night. Brandon Chase will be your host this Saturday from 7 to 9 o'clock. We've got lots going on our website, kaxe.org. Be sure to check out that page often. Lots of local news on different things, local events. Again, talking about what's going on around the area this Riverfest weekend. We've got a story with KEXE's longtime manager, Maggie Montgomery, right now. A conversation that she had with Heidi Holton. And Kari Hedlund talking to Alan Sparhawk about his Trampled by Turtles collaboration, that wonderful new album. He's also on the way this Saturday, coming to Grand Rapids. Get your tickets at grandrapidsriverfest.com. Still time to volunteer as well. It is 3 minutes after 10 o'clock, getting into the second hour of the show today. Still to come, got that Guy Clark for you. Also going to be hearing from Big Thief, maybe some Lou Reed, maybe some more Minnesota music from Colleen Myrie, who is now going by Boss Mama, but we'll hear something from a Colleen Myrie era album. But Spoon returned with two new songs kind of out of the blue. Turns out they've been in the studio. They are cooking up a album. Maybe that's a great place to start. And you share your Riverfest memories to 218-326-1234. They absolutely killed it last year. We're going to hear one of those new singles right now. It's called Guess I'm Fallin' in Love. Brand new Spoon here on Headwaters.
Stay. guess I'm falling in love. There you are in the morning light, looking down at me from above. I can admit when I've seen the light, when I do a jump on it in. Without you, it's just another night.
Inaugurator. don't tire. Say maybe, you know, I'm delayed because of the technology. I put my money in the computer not recognize my money. Nobody there to complain.
Colleen Myrie, a.k.a. Boss Mama, singing about Elvis Presley from her Boss Mama EP, that is The King here on KAXE. Had the Dactaris before that. Quiet Man is Dead Man from Soul Explosion and brand new music from Spoon. Guess I'm Falling in Love. They released two new singles and they have been in the studio working on a new album. They rocked Grand Rapids Riverfest last year along the banks of the Mississippi River and coming up this Saturday. Hard to believe. Feels like a year. Really did just fly by. We've got Courtney Barnett, Margo Price, Jeremy Albino, and Alan Sparhawk coming your way this weekend. Can't wait to see you there. Our question of the week, we'd love to hear from you on any Riverfest memories you have or about other live music that you heard about on KAXC. Text those in to 218-326-1234. We receive support from Hibbing Chrysler Center, serving the Northland for over 25 years on the Beltline in Hibbing. Their service center provides regular maintenance and major auto repairs weekdays from 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. More details online at hibbingchrysler.us. Support also comes from First National Bank of Coleraine. Since 1906, serving the needs of the community and working with their friends and neighbors with branches in Coleraine and Grand Rapids. More information at coleranebank.com, member FDIC. You can find answers to frequently asked questions about federal funding cuts at kaxc.org/funding FAQ. After Dark is our new Saturday night program after Green Cheese from 9 to midnight, featuring styles of music like punk, metal, EDM, R&B, hip-hop, and more. If you're interested in hosting, email dgannon@kaxe.org. This Thursday, Itasca Waters continues their Practical Water Wisdom webinar series at noon. This month, learn about stormwater runoff and the problems it can cause. Register at itascawaters.org. A rainy day in northern Minnesota. Showers and thunderstorms are on the forecast throughout the day, although right now I'm not seeing any rain coming down across the region. It is 64 and cloudy here in Grand Rapids, 68 partly cloudy in Bemidji, cooler towards the range, 61 in Hibbing, and yeah, to our south and to the west. The sun's coming out a little bit, temperatures getting up into the upper 60s. We do have highs today in the mid to upper 70s around the region. Support for KXC also comes from Patterson's Clothing in downtown Bemidji, an apparel retailer serving the Northwoods since 1930. Patterson's features clothing from brands such as Cool, Patagonia, Darn Tough, and Smartwool. PattersonsClothing.com. Time for some Guy Clark here on Headwaters. Saw at the tomatoes outside my front door. One of them the other day was just about ripe.
Ain't nothing in the world that I like better than bacon and lettuce and homegrown tomatoes. Up in the morning, out in the garden, get you a ripe one, don't get a hard one. Plant them in the spring, eat them in the summer. All winter without them's a culinary bummer. I forget all about the sweating and digging every time I go out and pick me a bit. Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What'd life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes. Well, you can go out to eat, and that's for sure, but it's nothing a homegrown tomato won't cure. Put them in a salad, put them in a stew. You can make your very own tomato juice. You can eat them with eggs, you can eat them with gravy. Eat them with beans, pinto or navy. Put them on a side, put them in the middle. Put a homegrown tomato on a hot cake griddle.
Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What'd life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes.
This life I lead, well, I'd be Johnny Tomato Seed, 'cause I know what this country needs. It's homegrown tomatoes in every yard you see. When I die, don't bury me in a box in a cemetery. Out in the garden be much better, and I could be pushing up homegrown tomatoes.
Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What'd life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes. Homegrown tomatoes. What'd life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes. Thank you.
Take me outside, sit in the green garden. Nobody out there, but it's okay now. Bathe in the sunlight, don't mind if rain falls. Take me outside, sit in the green garden.
Oh, wow, oh, wow.
Wings of a butterfly, high as a treetop, down again. Putting my bag down, taking my shoes off. Walking the carpet, a green velvet.
Must think we run a meth lab.
when you just want to do some gardening, pull some weeds, grow tomatoes and more on your front porch, and a panic attack kicks in. Courtney Barnett with Avant Gardener here on KAXC from her early release, the double EP, A Sea of Split Peas. Wordplay in the titles and, of course, in all of her songs. So excited to see Courtney Barnett headlining Grand Rapids River Fest coming up this Saturday. That wrapped up a series of songs about gardening or tomatoes. Laura Mavula, Green Garden before that, and Guy Clark's classic Homegrown Tomatoes from the Better Days album kicked off that set of music. Also had my friend Brad send in a photo. Collected a lot of nice-looking tomatoes. If you've got some good tomatoes going on as well, it is the season. I've always loved that song. I think many, many people, if you have any sort of fondness for gardening and tomatoes, just a cheerful tune from Mr. Guy Clark. You can get tickets now to see Courtney Barnett, maybe singing about panic attacks while gardening. Maybe that's happened to you at GrandRapidsRiverFest.com. She is coming this Saturday. Also, maybe good to, looking like right now, our forecast for Saturday, partly sunny skies and highs near 60 around the area, in the low 60s for Grand Rapids. So for me, people keep, I've been having a lot of conversations with friends that it is just a beautiful end of summer day. I personally, the humidity, heavy heat, I'm sick of it, been sick of it. That is a lovely day for me to go watch some live music, to not get super sweaty if I'm going to be dancing to some of these groups, which I know I am. So looking forward to hanging out with all of you this Saturday. We receive support here at KAXC from Bridget's Pub, located in downtown Bemidji, serving Irish and American food, offering Monday night trivia at 6:30 and open mic night on Thursdays starting at 6:30 as well. More on Facebook. We receive support as well from Arrow Embroidery on Northwest 5th Street in Grand Rapids. Create them custom embroidered and screen printed apparel, hats, and uniforms. More info at arrowembroidery.com. Do you rely on KAXC, and are you at least 70 and a half years old? Supporting KAXC's future is easy. Ask your financial advisor to set up charitable IRA distributions to KAXE. Any questions, call Chris at 218-326-1234. Coming up at 1 o'clock today, Michael Small will be your host for On the River, 3 hours of handpicked folk, rock, jazz, blues, and world music every weekday at 1 and every weekday again at 7. Dave Murphy hosting later on today. Our question of the week: what are your favorite Riverfest experiences? Memories about going to the festival, maybe in its older days, maybe in the last few years? Let us know. Text in 218-326-1234. You can find the latest Up North report at KAXC.org. If you missed it on air, you can hear it on the morning show, World Cafe, and All Things Considered. If you missed it any of those times, or you want to revisit something you hear, catch it as a podcast or at our website. And if there's news in your region that we should know about, please email news@KAXC.org. We're going to head to Big Thief and a song from their upcoming album, Double Infinity. It's Los Angeles on Headwaters.
Amputated dimension of the physical, melting image. without sound. Park Avenue, 838, waving to my best friend like a soldier at the gate of tears. Feels like it's been 10 years. Has it only been 2 years? 2 years feels like forever, but I know you with that look in your car. We come together even without speaking. You sang for me. You sang. To you every day. It took you in when I pushed you away. It was your lover, it was your mother. And there is so much that I wish I could have been for you somehow. But we don't need to talk about that now. We're finally in a good place, meeting face to face.
You got got this trouble in me. Oh no. Sudden jealousy.
Turchi, Get Back Train, that bluesy number from his latest album, World on Fire. Had the incredible voice of Anastasia before that, Villain. I like those kind of gospel-y vocals that come in at the end of that one. Her debut album is called Tether. And Big Thief before that, the Adrian Lenker group, putting out an album later on this fall called Double Infinity. We heard one of their latest singles, Los Angeles. This is Headwaters every weekday from 9 to 11 on KAXC, your source for great music. I am your host, Malachi Coons. I host Tuesdays and again on Fridays, where we also have an hour of Minnesota music spotlighting on Minnesota Mixtape. Coming up tomorrow, Kari Hedlund will be your host. Going to be hearing from Jimi Hendrix in just a moment here. Support for KEXC comes from Frame Up in downtown Grand Rapids. Committed to displaying treasured goods for over 40 years, offering prints, posters, and beyond. More at frameup.com. Support also comes from Summer Muse Festival in Bemidji, a monthly, all-inclusive music and creative arts gathering that is open to the public. Held at Rail River Folk School, the next event for the season will be September 20th, Saturday, from 4 to 8 p.m. More information at summermusefestival.com. United Way of 1,000 Lakes hosts the Lumberjack Mile and 5K this Saturday, September 6th. Registration at 8 a.m., race at 9 a.m. at Grand Rapids Public Utilities. Proceeds benefit the United Way's School Pantry Coalition, a network of 11 schools addressing student hunger with nutritious snacks and weekend meals, uwlakes.org/lumberjack. The History of Jazz airs Saturdays at noon and Sundays at 4 with host Paul Kivi, exploring the distinctly American art form. Hear more Jazz Sundays at 6 p.m. with the volunteer-hosted Jazz on America Avenue. When I was looking for a slice of green cheese topics today, I saw that it was on this day, November 2nd, back in 1968, that the Jimi Hendrix Experience, Jimi Hendrix released their, what would become their most popular song, or their highest charting song, I should say. It is a cover. You can probably tell what's coming up. We're going to be hearing All on the Watchtower in just a moment, which I've always thought was a song that has reminded me of my parents took me to see Bob Dylan when I was about 6 years old at a concrete stadium in La Crosse, Wisconsin. And notoriously, I have heard from multiple people who were there, kind of just a terrible concert by everyone's account who has been there. Couldn't hear anything Bob Dylan was singing or saying. Couldn't quite tell. But I remember one moment in the entire show that I realized what song he was playing, and it was when Bob Dylan played All Along the Watchtower. So we're going to hear Jimi Hendrix's version right now on KAXE.
Must be some kind of way out of here. Say the joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine. Plowman, dig my earth. None will level. Nobody of it is worth. Many here among us.
pale ale, and I feel like I'm in jail, and my music bores me once again. And I've been on the pinball, and I no longer know it all. And they say that you never know when you're insane. Got fleas in the bedroom, I got flies in the bathroom, and the cat just finished off the bread. So I walk over Soho, and I read about Monroe, and I wonder what she really, what they say. Got a call from a good friend, come on down for the weekend, didn't know if I could spare the time. I knew a woman who was crazy about a boy who was lazy, but it didn't work out, 'cause it just couldn't make it right.
Can't even sleep at night. you think it's gone, love's gonna find a way again.
Galactic with Irma Thomas. Love's Gonna Find a Way Again here on KAXC from their collaborative album released earlier this year, Audience with the Queen. We had Paul Weller, the jam mod icon, back with a new album, Finding El Dorado, Finding Gold. He is covering obscure tracks on that album. That is a tune called Pinball, I believe from a British singer in the 70s. And we had the Jimi Hendrix Experience with All Along the Watchtower, released on this day in the late 60s, and I did do some research, and on my Bob Dylan show that I saw, he did play loads of songs that I would have recognized. He just couldn't